Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so you bear with us as we move forward in this. You hear me? I want to welcome you to Purpose Kitchen Blog Talk. This is Rev. Aaron Williams, Captain. Good evening. God bless you. This is Reverend Aaron Williams on Blog Talk Radio. By way of Purpose Kingdom, we want to welcome you to another edition of DTW Ministries. You know, we're excited. I have to admit, I'm always excited. I have a new level of excitement in my heart, in my spirit, just knowing that I belong to God, just knowing that I'm among the called of God, among the people of God, yeah, my God. Just to know that God called me out, you know, and I'm just saying it singular. Yeah, I know you're saved too. I know you know Jesus, but when I think about what he's done for me, when I think about how he saved me and delivered me, I'm excited, you know, and I hope that that excitement, I would say, not just germinates, but is contagious. You know, I always quote or reminded of Pastor Dykeman Brown, you know, that your anointing, you know, should be contagious. Now, hallelujah, that it should be to the point where it's irresistible, where it's undeniable, and where it's unavoidable, because you want to purposely push the kingdom. And I'm not saying push, like push it on people, but there should be such an fragrance. There should be such an aroma of the things of God in our lives that men and women, those who we meet, those who we are meeting in the marketplace, those who we meet in the workplace, those who we meet in the church place, wherever we are, they notice that there's something about me. They notice that there's something different. But what we're not going to talk about, we're not here to talk about ourselves. We're here to talk about Jesus. So before we get into the word, let's open up in a word of prayer. God, we do thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made, God. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word that comes out of your mouth. For you said it will not return to you void, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do, God, that it will prosper in the thing that you sent it, God. And we thank you that your word is prospering in your people. We thank you that your word is prospering in your body. We thank you that your word is prospering in the earth. We pray that you would get glory to yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, hide flesh behind the cross. In Jesus' name, draw men and women out of the doldrums of sin, in the name of Jesus, into the kingdom of your dear son. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I was talking to Pastor Toy before we came on, because we're still trying to figure out and work out. It looks like my video again is froze on Facebook, but we're not going to worry about that, because we didn't come to get on TV. We came to minister the gospel, you know, so hopefully that we'll get this figured out and worked out. But if we don't, we're not going to worry about it. We're going to continue to go. You see my eyes keep going over, because I'm trying to figure with I'm trying to do something, you know, trying to get it working, you know. But okay, thank you so much, Reverend Acock. It's not frozen. Okay, that shows that I'm looking too much at me, you know. On there, I'm looking at the picture on the screen, and the picture on the screen is frozen. So we thank God, because as I'm looking in the Word of God, and I thank God for a time of pandemic. I know that sounds strange, but I thank God for a time of sitting us down, for a time of getting us away from the pandemonium and all the excitement and all the fluff, to get us to a real relationship of speaking to and talking to him and seeking him. A minister friend of mine said that God creates, or God allows things like this to happen, to create avenues of pursuit. And what I'm finding is that the trouble, the trial, the circumstances that come in our lives are avenues. They're passageways of which we can begin to access into the things of God. Not to gain recognition, not to gain fame, not to gain notoriety, not to gain personal benefit or money or financial things, but to get to benefit to know him. I'm getting to know him, my God. I'm getting to know him in a way that I never knew. Yeah, we knew the word. We knew what the Bible says. We knew what to do in church, but to know him. My God, I'm already excited. But getting to know God on a personal level as we are moving into the things of God through prayer, through obedience, through fasting, through studying the word, through just day-to-day living out, working out your own soul salvation and knowing that God is on our side. So as we look at it and we're getting into the word, I begin to recognize the love of God. God's love for creation, God's love for mankind, God's love, hallelujah, made a way. God's love made a sacrifice. God's love, hallelujah, for the people, for mankind, gave of his son. God's love for us gave us a sacrifice, made a way. God's love for the son gave the son a people. I'm sorry. I told y'all I'm excited. It's already past my bedtime, you know, but God's love throughout eternity, God's love throughout creation, God's love throughout the universe gave his son a people, gave his son a people. And the love of the son for the father said, I'll go. The love of the son for the father. The father gave the people. The son gave the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Yes. It don't take a lot to get me excited. I'm telling you, we haven't been in church. We're beginning to gather every Sunday. You know, we still aren't coming to prayer at night. Streets are crazy. People are doing all kind of wicked things. You know, our pastor with the wisdom of God has pulled back on some of that a little bit, changed some of the time so people aren't out at night. You know, and I thank God for the wisdom. You know, I'm not able to get out during the day a lot. But to be able to come together, we are coming together every Wednesday night in prayer and praying and just bombarding heaven and seeking the face of God, recognizing what God has done for you is part of, it's an old cartoon of G.I. Joe. It says, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. See, my people, the Bible says, perish because a lack of knowledge, not because of a lack of knowledge of who we are. Yeah, everybody says, you got to know who you are. No, you got to know who he is. And once we know who he is, my God, know what he's done, because this is the gospel, not the benefit, not what we get as being Christians, not the things that we get as being saved, not the benefits that we get of blessings here and blessing there, blessings overtake, but the benefit of knowing God in our lives and having God in our lives. This is the gospel, that salvation was given to man by God. We know in the Son and in the form of Jesus Christ, but salvation was in the mind of God. My God, before the foundation of the world, God loved us so much that he gave his son. And out of the love for the Father, the Son gave his life to redeem us. My God, to redeem the people that the Father had given him. And the Holy Spirit applies that redemption, my God, to the people who God loved through the Son. The Holy Spirit is what we'll be talking about tonight. It's hidden in the gospel. Let me read what I wrote down here so that I can get it together. God's love for the Son gave his Son a people. The Son, out of his love for the Father, gives himself to redeem the people that the Father had given him. And the Holy Spirit applies that redemption to those who have been loved by the Son and redeemed by the Son through his blood, who the Father gave and the Son redeemed. The love of God is proclaimed throughout all creation through the saints of God. Because you and I are born again, because we have been given the earnest of the Spirit. Right? We've been given a token. We've been given a pledge. We've been given the word that says arabom in the Greek, and I don't want to get into the Greek, and but when I looked up, I wanted to look up what the earnest means. And the earnest was a pledge. And it's a kind of crazy story that it refers to in the Bible. But the story in the Bible refers to Tamar, who was promised when her husband died that she would be given a son of one of Judas's younger children when they came of age. But he didn't keep his promise. So what she did, which was kind of slimy, and if you're looking for stories, you're looking for something that'll blow your mind, read the Bible. This story is crazy. And because of Judah's deception, what Tamar did is went into the city and disguised herself as a harlot. And Judah went and slept with her. And before they went and got into the act, she said, what will you give me as a pledge that I know? Because Judah said, she said, how you going to pay me? Before we get into this, what you going to do for me? Well, you know, how you going to hook me up? He said, I'm going to bring you a young goat from out of my flock. She said, well, what's the proof? How do I know you're going to keep your word? Matter of fact, give me your signet. Give me your stag. Give me some of them bracelets. Give me them bracelets on your arm, and I'll keep this until you come back. It was a show of proof that Judah was going to come back. And the problem was is that Judah, that was his daughter-in-law. My God. I tell you, you think you're in some crisis. You think you have some things going on in your life, and not to minimize it, because you might have some things in your life that's crazy. But if you read some of these stories in the Bible, the things that they went through, their family situations, the dynamics of their family, they went through some craziness. And they were in and did some and made some decisions that was whack, we would call it in today's vernacular. So as I'm looking, and I just wanted to draw an illustration of what a pledge was, and I know that ain't a good illustration, especially when you're talking about the Holy Spirit, you know, that the token, the earnest of the Spirit, the proof that what we have is from God, the proof that we're heaven-bound, the proof that we've been redeemed is the Spirit that God gives us. It's scholars say that the proof is the word, because we know in Titus it says that in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So God promised because of his word, and Hebrews said because it was impossible for God to lie. We have two indubitable things, God's word and God's promise. He confirmed his promise by swearing, I'll do it. My God, we've been sealed to the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes not to make us shout and to dance, but to bring a light, bring to life what? The gospel, my God. So I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, first the Jew, then the Greek. There is a necessity for the saints of God to get back to the gospel, get back to preaching the gospel, get back to singing the gospel, get back to living the gospel, because this is where the Holy Spirit's work has been placed. The Holy Spirit's work has been placed in the heart of every believer to bring to life the gospel, my God, so that in your life example, that in how God moves your life experience, that God can bring to life the gospel. Ah, yes. For us, we are here to represent Christ. God hid redemption in the gospel. God hid his work in the gospel. Bible says in Hebrews that God at sundry times and in various or diverse manners spoke to us before by the prophets. He spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but in these last days has spoken to us through his son, through the word of God, through Jesus. We now hear through what Christ is saying. And how do we hear what Christ is saying? Through the gospel, through the word of God. Hallelujah. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And now what does the Holy Spirit say? That he'll take, Christ said, he'll take what's mine and give it to you. He'll take what belongs to me. He'll take what I'm saying. He'll take what I'm doing and give it to you through the gospel. I think we had lost a lot because, and I'm guilty also, as we looked for prosperity, as we looked for blessing, as we looked for to come up the line of the Joneses, you know, doing, you know, how good the Joneses do. We were competing against each other for stature. We were competing against each other for position. We were competing against each other for how well we sing and how well we shout and how well we preach. When God's concern is the gospel. For the gospel is what saved. I believe the reason why we have a lot of dysfunctional Christians in today's society is because they were saved through adaptability. They were saved through a good word. They were saved through a good philosophy. They were saved through a convincing sermon, but they weren't converted through the gospel. I'm going to say that again. Conversion comes through the gospel. Conversion comes through repentance. But the power of God, listen to what the scripture says. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is. I want to stop right there. For it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not the laying on of my hands, not the praying over people, not those things that we do as a religious ritual or religious ritual. I can't even speak today. But the preaching of the gospel. See, we don't like preaching the gospel because it don't change. We want a fresh word. We want a new word. But God wants the gospel. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because it's his word. It's his work. It's his doing. It's his moving. It's his power. And it's his gospel. It's all about him. And what I'm finding out, and I'm learning this as I go, what I'm finding out that as I speak about him, as I speak about his work, the work that Christ did, the work that God did through the Son, the work that the Holy Spirit is doing, the gospel, the good news is that we that were in trespasses and sin have been redeemed through the blood of atonement, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through the working of God, because as God working in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And guess what? He's now giving us this ministry of reconciliation. And if Christ had to preach the gospel, if Paul had to preach the gospel, if Peter had to preach the gospel, you and I have to preach the gospel. But see, the gospel today is offensive. The gospel today seems cantankerous. The gospel today doesn't compromise. But there is a love of God that has to be revealed through the gospel. While I was going over this, I was talking to the Lord because I said, God, I don't want to cast my pearl. Is it things that are revelation that I shouldn't share? Is it things that you've given me that are for me that I don't say, that I shouldn't say? God, how do I minister what you're showing me in the gospel? And this is the challenge number one. It's 20 after. I'm giving you my first challenge. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My comparison for that is because if it's the right way, it's also a wrong way. We are reading the word of God not to learn. Yeah, we want to learn about God. We're studying to learn more of him, but in the light of the gospel, redemption, the blood sacrifice, the atonement. What did these things mean in the Old Testament? How do they transform and translate into my time, into the New Testament, and into our lives? In 1 Peter says 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. When we said yes, when our hearts said yes to the Lord, we were not just given the earnest of the Spirit as a token, but as a pledge of the life to come. We were given the Holy Spirit as a deposit of our purchased possession, of God's purchased possession, which is our soul, which is our body, which is us being redeemed and reconciled to God. We have the Spirit to remind us of where we're headed. Hallelujah. This is why we have to get to know him even the more. Because as we get to know him here, we begin to bridge the gap between heaven and earth. We begin to bridge the gap between the kingdom of man and the kingdom of God. My God, where we're beginning to live the kingdom of God in the kingdom of man, right here on earth, my God, as it is in heaven, let it be done in earth as it is in heaven. God wants the kingdom of God to be right here with us, in us. Guess what? Through the gospel. I'm reading this in Ephesians 1:13-14 says, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of our purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We've been given the Spirit as a pledge. God says, you belong to me. He confirmed it with an oath. God said, you belong to me. And as a proof positive, as proof that you belong to me, here is a piece of me. Here is the third person of the Godhead. Here is a piece of heaven to dwell on the inside. Here is the Spirit of God itself. Here is the Holy Ghost to dwell in man, my God, to have God dwelling in us. This is what's blowing my mind every day. I've heard this. I've read this. I've preached this. I've had it preached to me. I've sang about it. But to begin to understand and feel that tangible witness that he's with me all the time. To feel that tangible presence from him on the inside, in my mind, in my smile, in me walking down the street, in me driving in my car, to feel his presence. He's sitting here in this living room, in this dining room, in this apartment, to feel his presence permeate the place. I told a friend of mine, I said, I don't know what's going on, but I dreamt and I was praying and I was doing these things and I was trying to get some things together and I began to smell incense. It was spice. I don't know what it was, but it was a fragrance. I was like, wow, what is this? I said, this fragrance is unbelievable. I smelled it, and I was trying. I knew I was dreaming, and I was trying to place it with a spice, and I couldn't get a spice in my mind. I couldn't get a flavor on my tongue, but that smell permeated my nostrils and sit in my mouth, and oh my goodness, it was great. And but I didn't know what it was. And I was talking to him. He said, oh my God. He said, God is letting you know that your prayers are coming up to him as a sweet smelling incense, as a sweet smelling fragrance to him. And it's blowing my mind, the things that God is showing us as we move forward in the gospel. Listen, everything, if I would tell you the things that are in my life, you would be like, what? For real? And you're doing this, and you're doing, because it's not about me. The devil wants to get the things in your life. It's a song, and I've heard Dr. Hodges and a few people say it at our church, and I've heard a few artists and sing it. He said, don't let life shut your mouth. God has put some things in you that the devil wants to discourage you in. And how he discourages you is put you in situations that put you or make you feel in a place of dread. But don't let fear, let facts be facts. And this is what my old manager said, facts be facts. But let feelings be feelings. Feelings are, that's what they are. Feelings are not facts. They're feelings. And we have to master how we feel. That's why I believe the Lord always told the prophet, told the man, told the woman of God when he came into their presence, don't be afraid. Fear not. Chill. This is who I am. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to bless you. He said, fear not. He wanted you to move. He wanted them to move out of their emotion and to listen to what the truth was. So what the devil tried to do is bombard you with things and the news and Facebook and social media and pictures here and bad news here and bad news at work and health issues and all these things that are going on and being alone and being lonely and not being able to get around people and all these things that we deal with socially. I was praying for a young child between the ages of 2 and 6 months, or from 6 months to 2 years old, and we're having social issues where our problem is being alone, being isolated. But as we are coming out of this pandemic, what we are finding with these children are their issue is they were groomed, they were raised in this small portion of their life isolated. They were raised only with those who they knew. They were raised with only family. And now, here it is, all of a sudden, they're around all these people, and they were having, even as young children, anxiety issues because they were not used to being around people. The social dilemmas that we're finding and that we're facing are real issues, but they're issues that you have to navigate through your emotions in prayer and in the Word of God and in talking to God honestly about how you feel. And what's going on in your head and what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your emotions, and then what you got to do in spite of how you feel, you got to move forward. In spite of how you feel, you still got to bend your knees. In spite of how you feel, you still got to raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. You still got to praise the Lord. You still have to do those things that edify and strengthen your spirit, that your emotions won't take a stronghold in the life of your flesh and have you move into a spirit of oppression and depression as a Christian, because your mind and your emotions are, especially, and I'm sorry to say, but especially for a lot of my sisters, you know, as the emotional part of their life moves forward, that they have to deal with this thing even more than we as men. So as we're finding that this social dilemma has, and some of the portion and some of the part is because we're not told it's okay to feel this way. We're not told that it's okay to think this way. We're not told that it's okay to see things in that light. So we don't expose ourselves. We don't announce it. We don't confess it because we don't want to be looked on as weak. We don't want to be looked on as someone who ain't got it together. And the Lord is saying, confess. Talk to me about it. Let me fix it. Part of the problem or part of the solution is to simply confess it, give it to God. And as we're moving forward in the gospel, to read this also in Philippians, saying being confident, because we know that God can't lie. Listen, God said he gave us the earnest of the Spirit. I want you to think about that and the definitions that I gave you earlier. God has given us a pledge. God has given us a portion of our inheritance. God has given us the end of the promise. We are already saved. We're already on our way to heaven. God has given us salvation. Salvation is a part of our inheritance in heaven. God has given that to us now. And given us of his Spirit as a pledge, as earnest, as a token, as a show to what he promised he will do. Whew. Yes. Given us of his Spirit. Here it is, 10 minutes past, and I want to put the next challenge to get to know the Holy Spirit. And I'm putting my hand up for that too. As we're moving forward in obedience, as we're moving forward in servanthood, as we're moving forward in sonship, as we're moving forward in being adopted, as we're moving forward in being a child of God, as we're moving forward in being an able minister, there is a necessity to get to know God, the Holy Spirit. And I'm looking at Reverend Williams, my aunt, of the fear factor. We have to move out of those things that make us withdraw, that make us freeze, that put us in a place of idleness and not procrastination, but petrified. There is a level of terror that is called petrified. And you know what petrified is. We think about petrified wood. Petrified wood has no place of pliable. Is no longer pliable. It's so hard. It's so rigid. It's so rugged that it now doesn't bend. And they call that in fear petrified, because you get to a place where you're so afraid where you don't move. You don't go forward. You don't go backward. You don't, and God wants to move. This is how we know when we know when we're in fear like that, that that's not God, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. The scripture doesn't say God has not given us the spirit where we get afraid. No, he said don't fear, don't be afraid of sudden fear. Why? Because fear comes, but just like we spoke of before, fear is just an emotion. So what we have to do with the emotion is recognize what it is and keep it moving. Recognize how it's affecting us and keep moving, whether we move fast or slow. See, we can't get into judging each other. Well, you should have been doing this, or you should have did it this way. No, we are doing it the way we're able as we're moving, and as you get better, as you practice, as you get closer. I feel that right there. As you get closer. My grandmother, Reverend Clara Williams, one of the mothers of the church, one of the original 10 from the Deliverance Evangelistic Church, founded by late Pastor Benjamin Smith. I was sitting and I was talking to her, and I was saying, I want to do this, and I want more of this, and I want more of that, and I want to go here, and I want to do this for the Lord, and I want to, and I had this list of what I wanted God to do, of what I wanted him to do in my life, of what I wanted to accomplish for him, and what I wanted to see, and how I wanted to be. And she just looked over at me and said, you just need more Jesus. You just need more Holy Ghost. And we forget that our relationship is with him. We forget that that's where we're supposed to fellowship. We forget that truly our fellowship is with the Father, is with the Spirit, is with the Son, it's with the Godhead. Our fellowship is with God the Spirit. That as we grow in him, you looking for more patience? Now, I see some of y'all saying, I want no more patience, because you know patience. Tribulation brings patience. You want more patience? You want more strength? You want more power? You want more from God? Spend time with God. Spend time in his word. Spend time on your knees. Spend time seeking his face. Spend time in his presence. Tell that fragrance that I smelled. Ah, yes, God. Tell that aroma of that sweet-smelling incense begins to fill the room. There was a song, and there is a song by Larnell Harris, says, I missed my time with you. Those moments together. We cannot effectively penetrate the darkness of this world until we begin to spend that time in the presence of God. It's not our doctrine. Our doctrine might be outstanding. It's not our creed. Our creed might be on point. It's not our affiliation. It's not our denomination. It's not our church that saves. It's not our pastor that say, listen, it's not even you and I. But it's the preaching, thank you, Aunt Stephanie, of the cross. It's the preaching of the gospel, the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that God loved his son so much that he gave him us a people. And Christ said, look, Father, all that you've given me, I've placed in my hand, and no man can pluck him out. The love of the Son for the Father gave the Son to redeem us through his own blood. Then sending the Holy Spirit applied that redemption to our lives. We can live holy because of the Holy Spirit. We can live saved because of the Holy Spirit. We can live this thing because of the Holy Spirit. We can live the life that God has assigned for us to live because the Spirit of God, the one that equips us, the one that indwells us, the one that empowers us, the one that enables us, is also the one that infills us. He's also the one, yes, God, that makes us able. He says that we've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. I'm going to read this scripture out of Hebrews 6 chapter real quick. Hebrews 6. 18 and 19, it says that by two immutable things that it was impossible, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. I like that, fled from refuge. See, the gospel allows us to recognize our wretchedness. The gospel allows us to recognize our wickedness, our sinfulness, how far away we truly were from God. My God, how far away we were from his love. But his love reached out. My God, hallelujah. His love reached out and made a way when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within. My God, God has brought us together with him in the holiest of holies, in the holy place, into the sanctuary, into his refuge, into his dwelling place, into the place behind the veil, into fellowship with him. And he did that through the light of the gospel. Here's my challenge for every minister, for every child of God. As we're coming to a close and we're going to have our altar call, as we're looking at that, it's the preaching of the gospel. As we learn, I'm learning, and I'm going to keep continuing to seek the face of God on how to properly present the gospel. Not my philosophy, not something I put together, but the gospel. How do I make it, and how does it become relevant? And see, I'm not even worried about that. I'm going to continue as we move forward. This is Reverend Aaron Williams. We're here every other Tuesday. Our next date is the 22nd. But before we get into that, if you're here with us and you have not received Christ in your life as Lord and Savior of your life, you believe the gospel story that God gave of his son, that God loved so much that he made a way of escape, that he made a way of sacrifice to redeem our lives from destruction, from sin, from wickedness, from the devil, from death, through the life and death, burial and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. That salvation is not in any other, but at the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, he shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sin. We've been given a name through the name of Christ, whereby we can call through faith and enter into fellowship with the Father. You haven't been saved. Maybe you have been saved. Maybe this pandemic has just taken you a little bit off. And you want to rededicate your life to God. You want to get back into some things. You want to rededicate your life and get God closer. You want him closer than ever before. I'm going to say a familiar prayer to some of you. Some of you, this prayer be something that you may have heard and are hearing for the first time. But the Bible says that if we believe in our heart the Lord Jesus and confess with our mouth that God has raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And all that means is that if you believe that God gave Jesus to be your substitute, your sacrifice, your redeemer, your Lord, and your Savior, you believe that, that he was born of a virgin, that he died, that he was crucified on the cross, that he died and was risen on the third day. If you believe that, then all you have to do is confess that you are a sinner. All you have to do is acknowledge your transgression and ask God to forgive you. We've put it together in a prayer that's memorable, that you can not only remember, but that also you can lead someone else that you tell about Jesus to repent and to pray and to ask God to forgive them. And I'm going to ask you to repeat after me just the words of this prayer. Say it and mean it. And as you say what you mean and mean what you say, God will do exactly what you ask him to do. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Amen. If you said what you meant and meant what you said, God has done what you've asked. At this time, we're going to ask that our pastor and online technician, Pastor Troy, come on, and hopefully you guys can hear her because we're on the radio, on our phone, and she's going to give some information on how you can correspond with Purpose Kingdom, and then we'll come on back on with final words and the benediction. Pastor.
Hallelujah, God, we bless and thank God for that word that went forth this evening. It's hidden in the gospel. God's word is so true. We thank and bless God for Reverend Aaron Williams and his obedience to the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but I just bless God for that word this evening, for that soul out there by faith that we believe have given their life to Christ. We encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that is why PKN Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting tomorrow evening with The Dwelling Place, and the host is Minister Dominique Hudson. Again at 9 p.m. with The Dwelling Place, and the host is Minister Dominique Hudson. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn Kingdom. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to talk with you, to pray with you, to pray for you. Also know that you can get in contact with us through our webpage, pknradio.com, pknradio.com. You can also correspond with us in that manner. You can also have access to 24 hours of gospel music. Hallelujah. God, we are just blessing God for the things that he are doing here with us at PKN. Again, we thank each and every one of you for listening in this evening. We look forward to joining in with you tomorrow as well as seeing you on PKN Radio. And Reverend Aaron, the ministry is back in your hands, and you have a caller on the line.
Amen. You can bring that caller in. Caller, you're on the line. This is DTW Ministries. God bless you.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Good evening. How you doing?
Fine. And yourself? How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Michelle Hines. I'm not new. I've been with PKN for about 4 or 5 years now, but I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying the show. I'm happy that y'all back, and, you know, I just bless God for y'all and just pray that he keep giving y'all the strength to keep giving y'all men, beautiful women, and men of God, the, you know, the strength to keep serving his word. just keep doing what y'all doing. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We lost our host, so we apologize for that technical difficulty, but we are getting him back on right now as we speak. So we thank each and every one of you again for joining in with us this evening for DTW Ministry in the 1,449th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank God for Michelle Hines and for her calling in with us. We do have another caller on the line, so I'm going to bring that caller. Oh, bless God. First, I'm going to join our host back in, Reverend Aaron, and then I will bring his next caller on the line. Reverend Aaron?
Okay, you can bring
bless
that caller.
God, you have it.
Amen. God bless you, DTW Ministries.
God bless you. Hey, son, I'm just so glad that y'all back on the line live. I enjoy you every time. I'm telling you, so inspired. I love you so much. You know what I always say. I love you no matter what. Thank you for the word all the time, and thank you for your obedience and letting God use you. I'm so proud of you. That's all I wanted to say. But like I said, I'm just glad that y'all back. I'm glad that y'all back because I was chiming in, and I'm saying, where's Aaron? Where did Block Talk? But you said it was recordings and stuff, but that was okay too. But I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm so glad that all of y'all are back. God bless all of y'all young men and young women letting God use you and doing the same that you're doing. I just want to encourage you to just keep on doing what y'all are doing. And I appreciate you.
We appreciate you too, ma.
Sure. I know. Thank you, darling.
All right. God bless you. Amen. That's my mom, y'all. Tell y'all. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God. What we're finding out, and I guess this would be my, thank you. I ain't know what that TGBTG stood for. That's so obvious. See where my mind was at. I ain't know what the word. I think, thank God it's Friday. I ain't know what that was. Oh, so if we have you have another caller? If you have another caller, you can bring that caller on. We're going to this will probably be the last call that comes in, and then we'll give our announcements and closing comments and close out in prayer. Is it we have another caller? I just got another
caller
text for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless you. How
can
you doing?
Hear me?
Yes,
praise
I hear
the
you.
Lord. This is Mother Janice Hudson, and I am so happy to hear your voice again on the line. You know you're one of my favorite pastors on here.
No, I
Amen.
Didn't know that. Praise
well, now
Lord.
You
Thank
know.
You.
Thank God. Beautiful words. Beautiful words. I just want to thank God for you. Thank God for PKN. And, let's just keep taking it forward. Amen.
Amen. That's definitely what we want to do, Mother. We want to keep moving forward. And then when we can't go no further, we're going to mark time until he opened the door. So praise the Lord. That's another thing I got from my grandmother. When you can't go forward, don't stop marching. Just mark time. I know all y'all aunts and y'all on his line know, remember that. Just mark time. We just going to mark time. We going to keep moving. We going to keep what does marking time does? Marking time makes sure that you stay in step. It makes sure that you stay in cadence. You might not go forward like you planned on, but you don't lose pace. My God, hallelujah. I could preach that all over again. That was some good stuff right there. Hallelujah. We want to mark time as we move forward in the things of God. When things don't go your way, saints of God, when discouragement tries to settle in your heart and settle in your mind, with that petrified feeling of fear tries to come on you and it stops you from moving, remember to keep your pace. I can feel that day. I can feel that right there. Hallelujah. Keep your pace. Don't let life stop you from marching. And when you can't march, mark time. My God, hallelujah. I think I can keep that for a little bit right there. When you can't march forward, mark time. That's what I'm talking about. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep in step. You got to keep in cadence. You got to keep pressing. Amen. So my encouragement and my challenge is to you to study, to get to know the Holy Spirit, to search the heart of God for the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, first the Jew, then the Greek. As we're moving forward in the things of God, God has already preordained that we should walk in. I'm finding new life hidden in the gospel. I'm finding, hallelujah, new joy hidden in the gospel. I'm finding new hope hidden in the gospel. So as we move forward in the gospel, I want to thank Sister Hines, Mother Williams, and Mother Hudson, and those who have been on the line with us, Minister Burstyn and Minister Williams, and my cousins, LaTanya, Brother Pastor Theotis, and all of y'all who have come on the line, whether you're still there or not, Reverend A. Cox. You know, we thank God, Brother Fernandez, my Aunt Stephanie. You know, I thank all of you and the rest of you, Sister Ingrid, you know, Bishop Leakes. You know, thank God for you all for tuning in. Again, our next time on the air is the 22nd of this month, same time. You know, we'll be here at 9 o'clock, Purpose Kingdom, Blog Talk Radio, and again on Facebook Live. We also will be moving forward on Radio Co. You know, and we'll give you further information about that as we learn more about it and as we get that technology under our belt that we can flow in it properly. Thank God for you. We'll close right there. You know, so let's pray before we close. God, we do thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, that it will not return to you void. Thank you that it will bring forth fruit to your glory because it fell on good ground, and it'll bring forth fruit to your glory, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Thank you, hallelujah, of the earnest that you've given us of your spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for indwelling us, empowering us, infilling us, indwelling us, equipping us. God, even as we rely on you, we pray that you would move in us to reconcile the world to yourself. We pray for the lost, God, the suffering, the dying. We pray, God, that you would give us a word in season. God, that you would intervene on behalf of every family that's on this line, God, their loved ones, their sons, their daughters, their friends, their neighbors, God, those that they know, those that have been affected by this pandemic, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would strengthen, that you would encourage in the name of Jesus. God, even as we move forward, we pray that you would move us in the light of the gospel. In Jesus' name. God, I pray for Purpose Kingdom. I pray for Pastor Toy that you continue to bless her and increase her, enlarge her territory. Those that have confessed you, I pray that they would find a Bible-believing, preaching, teaching church, God, and that you would grow them up in you in the name of Jesus. Now, we pray your blessings on the rest of this evening, God, that you would not only bless us, but that you would make us a blessing In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a great evening. We love you with the love of the Lord. Good night.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.